This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. If you'd like to listen live, there are many ways. One way is GCNLive.com, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. You can go to this listen line by Global Star 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. That's live while we are live. And that is the satellite feed that's uplinked. So when we're live, you're actually getting the feed that goes up to the satellite. So 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us while we're live, same time, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I am in lockdown. Gwyneth, by the way, did you get an email from me a few days ago saying that we were in lockdown here at the farm? Did you get that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction to that, if I may ask?
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. And this coronavirus thing is, you know, I sent you an email earlier. It was quite detailed, but we'll go into the detail of it tonight. But we, you know, people think this is just a common cold and all the rest, but we haven't even seen the start of this yet through most of the world, you know. And people, they really don't understand what a Frankenstein this is. It's running rampant. And it seems to have been deliberately spread. And I don't blame you, actually. I don't blame you at all. If you went into isolation permanently, you'd be perfectly justified in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, class, what I sent an email to our instructors. Now, I don't engage in sending our instructors emails. Look at this, look at that. I don't do that. I mean, if there's something that's really, really urgent, yeah, I'll do that. But generally speaking, I do not send emails just because I found, you know, the latest blurb on the news. I don't do that. I figure that our instructors are bright enough to figure that out as well. So I don't do that. But I did send one to instructors who I thought, you know, would be interested in knowing that we are in a lockdown situation at our farm. And here's what I mean by that. I really don't want people just showing up because I don't know where they've been. I don't want deliveries showing up. I don't want the U.S. mail showing up. I'm being serious. So we have made alternative arrangements for the U.S. mail. We still get the mail, but the gal or gals or guys who drive the mail vehicles do not come down our driveway. I don't want tires that have been traveling on other places coming down our driveway and bringing some kind of a biological and infecting our cows and then having the government come and say, you have to kill your cows. If you don't kill your cows, we'll kill them and we'll charge you to kill them. Yeah, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm being very serious, class. So this has happened. There are squads running around China with sticks, and they are beating dogs to death because the dogs are running loose. So I want to make sure that people don't deliberately come down our driveway and bring with them whatever they have. I don't want that to happen. So to protect our animals and to protect us, we're in lockdown. People don't need to come see us. There's a telephone. There's the mail. You know, if they need to send us something, they can send it. If they need to talk to us, they can call us. If they don't have our number, that's because we haven't made these arrangements previously. I have the people who need our number already have it. It's as simple as that. I don't do events anymore. I'm not going. I'm not getting on a plane, a bus, a train. I'm not getting in anyone else's car. Literally. Because I think it's that serious. Now, there are people who say, just as you, I'm sure, heard Rush Limbaugh say, or read, that he said, and I'm paraphrasing, that this is no more dangerous than a common cold. Let me tell you, I said this many times. They don't shut down entire countries for a common cold. The entire country of Italy is shut down. Harvard University tells its students, and this is the Boston, CBS local, okay? CBS, mainstream media, headlines. Harvard tells students to move out by Sunday due to coronavirus. Classes moving online. Harvard University is telling its students to move out of their dorms by Sunday 5 p.m. due to the spread of coronavirus. The school plans to move classes to online starting March 23rd. The goal is to minimize the need to gather in large groups and spend prolonged time in close proximity with each other in spaces such as classrooms, dining halls, residential buildings, etc. That's what the president of Harvard said. Harvard will begin transitioning to a virtual instruction for graduate and undergraduate classes. Graduate and undergraduate. I think that's everything. When I went to school, there was graduate level and undergraduate level. So if you have less than a bachelor's degree, it's undergraduate. If you have a master's degree or higher, it's graduate level. It's simple as that. They're saying, we're not going to teach on campus. Now, what are they going to do with those buildings? I don't know. Are they going to keep heating them? I don't know. I don't think they know either. This is that serious, class. Gwyneth?
Well, if I could describe this disease in a word, I would call it, from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hypothesizing as a scientist, okay, I'm not a medical scientist, I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a scientist. And so that trained me to make scientific deduction. I would use the word terrifying. And people might think that I'm overblowing this, but by the end of the broadcast, I think that people might be inclined to agree. because, you know, we will go into the reasons why I think this is the most terrifying disease that has ever hit humanity in the course of the broadcast, because it's rather complicated from what I'm seeing. And what I'm hypothesizing, okay, and I could be wrong, but if I'm right, this is the most terrifying disease that humanity has ever had to deal with easily, okay? And does that make sense, Vincent, given that what I emailed you earlier outlining my reasons
yes.
why?
Yes, it does. And just to put an exclamation point on what I was just saying and Gwyneth is saying, this is as serious as it gets. And it frustrates me because some people think that this is a distraction. You know, this is to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected, or this is to prevent Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist or Bernie the socialist from being selected. You know, you can look at it either way. We're going to keep Democrats away from the voting opinion polls because of this. We're going to keep Republicans away. The rallies are going to be curtailed. They already have been. So some people think it's to influence the election. of the CEO of the United States. Some people think it's the takedown of the stock market. Some people think it's the takedown of the number of people on the planet. And they all may be true. It seems like they all could be true. Now, some people say that China did it. Some people say that we did it. Some people say that Canada did it. Some people say it's man-made. I believe it's man-made. Most of you, I'm sure, believe the same thing. But that's not the point. The point is, we can't fix who did it. I mean, later on, we can go around and bring Lucille with us and you know, have our way. Yeah, we can do that after it's all over. But in the meantime, we have to survive this thing. And that's what we're here to talk about, how to survive it. So what's happening with colleges? Well, Tufts University is going online instead of classroom activities. So is Amherst. So is Emerson. Suffolk University and MIT are all moving classes online. And there are a lot more, and we'll read that list a little bit later. But Gwyneth, please continue. This is class. If you don't have a strong stomach, you might want to tune out. Because people are tuning out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If you feel that you can't handle life, then go live in your little la-la land. So, you know. But if you, and you'll die there. But if you want to survive, then by all means, stay tuned. Because, you know, I hope that what I can say this evening or this, you know, this morning, it's 1 a.m. here, can help. And the reason why I'm saying this, people who are probably my age and older will remember the HIV scare of the 1980s, okay? And they will remember what was said, and they thought you could initially that you could get it off toilet seats and this and that and the other. But what was really horrifying about HIV was how it operated, okay, more than, you know, what it was. Well, it was something really, really horrifying. In my humble opinion, HIV is a man-made disease as well. I believe that that came out of a bioweapons lab too. But what HIV does, and younger people might not have had any education about HIV. It's just these scary three letters that are out there that, you know, this disease that homos get and, you know, all that sort of stuff, or drug users get. But how it starts is you get the infection and then, you know, maybe 3 days, maybe 6 days, maybe a couple of weeks later, you come down with a really bad cold or flu and gives you a really, really high fever. You feel absolutely terrible for about 4 days or 6 days or whatever. And then you get better. And, you know, it almost, the initial infection with HIV almost never kills you, okay? It burns through your system, gives you, makes you feel absolutely horrible for, you know, just under a week. You know, like I said, 3, 4, 6 days. And then it, you know, and then you seem to get better. And you think, wow, that's about the worst cold I've ever had. You know, that's about
Hold that thought. Well, we're going into a break. Gwyneth is in Australia.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and she's telling us about the corona panic. That's our term here at USA Prepares. You'll probably start hearing more use of that term, corona panic, in the near future. And the Great Depression, before it was called the Depression, was called the Panic. And that's what people were doing. They were panicking, just like they are now. They're just beginning to really start panicking. So, but the president didn't want the use of the word panic because it was so frightening, so they toned it down and called it a depression. By the way, I believe we are now, right now, in the second Great Depression. The first one was October 1929. This one is right now. Gwyneth, you were mentioning that you would feel like that was the worst cold you ever had. Please continue.
Okay. Now, we're talking at the moment, we're taking a step back from coronavirus at the moment. Okay, just in case anyone new has tuned in, we're talking about HIV. Okay, and the reason why is it will become apparent in a moment, so keep listening. Okay, do you think that this is the worst cold you've ever had? You got better? You know, you go back to your lifestyle, which if you're a homosexual involves attending regular orgies, because that's what homosexuals do. And if you're a drug user, it involves, you know, going back and injecting whatever substance you're injecting yourself with. And so, and sharing needles with your friends and generally spreading this disease all over the show. You have no idea yet that you are really, 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 really sick, okay? And that you're actually dying because what you've got is going to kill you unless you get medical treatment And by the time you realize you're sick, then it's often too late for the treatment to be life-saving and 100% effective, and all it does generally after that is prolongs your life. But anyway, you're going on with your lifestyle, and you're infecting a bunch of other people, and you don't even know you're sick. And then you might begin to have some symptoms. And then, you know, you might begin to get some suspicion that you actually have got AIDS. So you might begin to get some secondary symptoms like weight loss, like, you know, cancer-type symptoms. Might be a really, really severe bronchitis. You go to the doctor does a blood test and says, oh boy, I've got some really, really bad news for you, mister. And the doctor would tell you when you go in for the secondary infection that you have HIV. And you've been going and, you know, attending your, you know, bi-weekly orgies and sharing needles with your friends for the last maybe year, 2 years. Then you become really, really, really sick. And then you, you know, if you have money, then you might be able to afford the AZT medicine, which will save your life, but it'll be too late to cure the illness. So as long as you stay on AZT, then you get to live. But if something happens to you economically and you can't afford the price of that particular prescription anymore, or if something happens to the supply line, then you get to die. And that's what AIDS is. It's almost 100% fatal. AIDS is the disease. Auto-acquired deficiency syndrome is the disease that's caused by the HIV virus. And what is really, really, really terrifying is that this particular coronavirus has 20% of its genome comes directly from HIV. That's something that's stitched in there. And it's the 20% that involves reproduction of the virus. So Alex Jones calls it, it's gonads. Okay, that's what he calls it. He said, if this was a person, this would have the HIV set of gonads stitched onto it. That is the delivery system for this virus. And this is what leads me into this hypothesis. I should point out that I have absolutely no evidence other than what is being broadcast across the news media for this hypothesis. It's entirely my own creation. Okay, so
hold that thought and tell us when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state.
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's gonna be sliding. Winner today, pop. Oh, God, you're take my. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, you were telling us about your hypothesis. Please continue.
Yes. HIV. And the thing is, unless you've got that person, when they were in the acute stage of the illness, if you did a blood test in them then you'd be able to diagnose them that they have HIV, okay? When they have that first initial acute infection, but probably that's not going to happen because it completely resembles the common cold or a flu, okay? So what happens after that, the person appears to get better and the virus seems to go away in their body. And they seem to be fine. And if you did a blood test after they had apparently recovered from this cold or flu, the blood test would come up clear. And there would be no virus apparent in their body. The virus has not gone away. It's set up camp in their bone marrow. And that's what makes AIDS or HIV truly horrifying. It sets up camp in the bone marrow and it, you know, spreads from there. And it destroys the immune system by eating up the bone marrow, the killer T cells. And it spreads to the lymphatic system and, you know, kills the T cells in the lymphatic system. And these are the cells that are the little soldiers in your body that go around and fight infection. Okay, those are, they're white blood cells. And, but the thing is, HIV takes about between 6 months and a year for the virus to build up to a level in the blood where it's actually detectable in the blood. And by then, like I say, you've gone and infected a bunch more people. You have just gone and infected, you know, possibly thousands of people if you're a you know, rampant homosexual, or if you are a drug user who just parties all the time, you could have infected hundreds of people or thousands of people by the time you even realize you're sick. Yeah, this is it. And, you know, you've got to realize this is the delivery system of the coronavirus that we are looking at. So we've got this situation where people are getting sick, seeming to get better, and then, you know, a few weeks later going back into a relapse. But in that in-between time, they are tested for the coronavirus and they're coming up clear for the coronavirus. If you tested them when they weren't showing acute symptoms, they would fall on pass a coronavirus blood test. And, you know, that is what began to ring alarm bells for me when I heard that. I said, hang on a minute. And I said, I'll bet it's setting up camp. The virus is setting up camp in the bone marrow and in the lymphatic system. And sure enough, it was just a day or two after that that a doctor came forward. And I can't remember who it is, but, he, you know, it came out in a YouTube video that there was, test results or autopsy results that the coronavirus had infected the bone marrow of at least some patients. And when I heard that, I began to, I was like, uh-oh. And that was when I began to formulate this hypothesis that I'm telling you now, that this is actually, if this hypothesis is correct, then this is actually the normal mode of operation of this virus, that it causes a cold or a flu-like condition, and then the person seems to recover, thinks nothing more of it. Meanwhile, the virus has gone into their bone marrow and has set up camp there, and is going to destroy their immune system. And I dearly hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I don't have the facilities here to do the, you know, research to make that, to be able to evaluate that hypothesis. But, you know, if there's anyone out there who is a medical scientist or a medical doctor who has access to large numbers of coronavirus patients who would like to test this hypothesis, the only way that you could do that would be by doing a biopsy of the bone marrow. Okay, so that is basically drilling a hole into the person's thigh, into their thigh bone, and extracting a small amount of bone marrow and having a look at it. And that, if you could do that with several hundred coronavirus patients who have apparently recovered, you would soon learn the truth, either yay or nay, of this hypothesis, because that's the only way. You can't diagnose AIDS from a blood test unless the person has had the virus for at least 6 to 12 months. Because there's not high enough virus levels in the blood. And that could explain why people are recovering and then getting sick, but then the next time they get sick, they get sicker than they were the first time, which completely fits with the virus going into the bone marrow. And the picture that I got was that this was like a house getting eaten by termites. Okay, and if you could get that picture of that's what the virus does to the bone marrow, it eats it full of whole and systematically destroys it. And if I'm right, over a 5-year period, there will be around about a 100% fatality rate for the coronavirus. And from the official statistics, it seems as if 80 to 90% of the population have no immunity to this virus, and it is spread as easily as any common cold. And like I say, I dearly hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. Gwyneth, I received a communique, and I'd like to read just part of this. In class, we have done in the past 4 broadcasts on USA Prepares about doublespeak, newspeak. We said it's here, and we said it's designed to mislead you. It's designed to make you think something is true that's not true, or make you think that something isn't true is true. I'm going to read just one paragraph of a communique I received from a medical facility. I'm not going to identify the medical facility, but here's what it says. Opening paragraph. Quote.
I need to get my battery for my phone, my spare battery, because I think I might be being stingrayed. So you read that, I'll get the battery. Okay.
Sure. Okay. So, it starts out, it's very simple. It's to drum up, in my opinion, this is to drum up business for this facility, this medical facility. Starts out with, here it is, quote, "With everyone being so concerned about the coronavirus, we want to assure our patients that we are doing everything we can to protect you and keep you healthy," end quote. Now, to me, that sounds like doublespeak. It sounds like half-truths. It sounds like lies. And I'll tell you why. Because it says, we are doing everything we can to protect you and keep you healthy. Okay? If that were true, then all of the people at this medical facility would not be going to the supermarket. They'd not be going to the movies. They would not be going to business meetings. They would not be seeing other patients. They would not be traveling on airlines and buses and taxicabs and Uber transportation. They would not be eating at restaurants, and they would not be going to school events with children. Let me read that paragraph again. You tell me if you agree or disagree. If you disagree with what I'm saying, I would love to hear from you, and I'll give you the phone number. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. So here it is again. With everyone being so concerned about the coronavirus, we want to assure our patients that we are doing everything we can to protect you and keep you healthy. I don't believe that's true. I believe that's misleading. It's misleading because that means no supermarkets, no movies, no business meetings, no seeing other patients, no airline travel, no eating at restaurants, no going to school events, no going shopping, no going out anywhere. So they're not doing everything. Now, they may be doing some things. Maybe they're doing reasonably expected things. but they're not doing everything. So whoever wrote this is not all that familiar with the English language. A lawyer would tear that apart. Then, at the end of this communique, it says, quote, enjoy your spring break, and we look forward to being back in the office, and they have a specific date. Enjoy your spring break, and we look forward to being back in the office on a specific date. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that whoever wrote this was thinking about spring break. They didn't know how to end this. Hey, don't forget, you know, we're here for you. We want you to come in and, you know, we want your business. It's a medical facility. They want your business. And they're going to be back. And they say, enjoy your spring break. So whoever wrote this is thinking about spring break. Now, what does that spring break conjure in your mind? Does that conjure images of stupid, bad behavior of college students and others around college student age in Florida and California and other, in Mexico and other places? Is that what it conjures up? It's what it conjures in my mind. You know, twerking and risky behavior of all kinds, drunken, fueled, whatever. Possibly orgies. Not possibly, certainly orgies. That's what it conjures up, right? And so this medical facility is letting you know that, you know, after all that happens, come on back. Now, does that mean that they're going to welcome people who have been to spring break for medical treatment? Would those people be carriers? Sounds likely to me. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I say, just want to mention this. Yesterday I was talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I was watching it, you know, while we were on the air, and it was ticking away, and I'm watching it go down, 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 and the slope was about 45 degrees, so it was serious down. And it was down about, it was down 500 and change, it was down 700 and change, and it was about 1,000 points down. And I mentioned this on the air, that I was watching it, and then it started up, and it kept losing almost 1,000 points from the high of the morning, okay? And I mentioned that it was going down, and down, and down, and each tick of the chart I was looking at was generally lower, and it looked pretty serious to me. And I mentioned that. And it went into negative territory. And the news report at the bottom of the hour, not today, but yesterday, said that the Dow was recovering. And I'm looking at the chart, and there's no recovery in sight. Then all of a sudden, right after that was said, the Dow turned around and went up, 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 over 1,000 points, up. So it recovered. Just like the news said. Now, my question is, how exactly am I looking at the Dow live, and how did the news know it was going to recover when it looked like there was no recovery in sight? It surely seems to me like there was a heads up from somewhere, like the plunge protection team saying, y'all hold on, you can report that it's going to go up because we're going to make it go up. That's the way it looked to me. And it recovered about... it went up like 1,200 points for the day. But when I was watching it, it was going down, down, down. It was below where it was the day before. It was in negative territory. Right now, today, it's hovering right around, right now it's 1,011 points down, right this second, down 4.04%. That's a leading indicator. Now, I studied finance and economics for 6 years. There's some people who think that I actually passed my tests. They conferred 2 degrees in finance and economics. I have them. I studied at 2 major universities. I have a bachelor's degree, bachelor's of science, in finance and economics. I also have a master's degree in finance and economics. I'm telling you, I don't understand this. None of this makes sense. Unless this is just like 1929, the first Great Depression, because to me, we are now in, and have been for a while, the second Great Depression. And here's one way of looking at it. Right now, you can buy gasoline in Springfield, Missouri for $1.83. I'm serious. $1.83. The average gasoline tax in the United States, you know, state and federal tax, is 53 cents a gallon. That means that gasoline is about $1.30 per gallon without tax. And it is. The wholesale price for gasoline right now at the New York Harbor is $1.09. $1.09 per gallon. I'm not kidding. Diesel is $1.27 per gallon. Now you can add to that the retailer's markup, and you can add to the tax, add that tax in, which is average gasoline tax is 53 cents a gallon across the United States. It varies by state. Diesel tax averages 60 cents per gallon. The price at the pump in Springfield, Missouri for a regular is $1.83. It's lower in other places, it's higher in other places. I just wanted to share with you, if you don't think that we are in really, really serious economic times, we really are. And a lot of this has to do with the coronavirus. So buckle your seatbelts. We're in for an extremely rough ride, in my opinion, and I suggest you get all the supplies that you need right now. And I got to tell you, I've made a few phone calls, and I don't get it. I have called family members. I can't get them off dead center. I'm not kidding. I called family members that I haven't talked to in years. Not only are they not interested in talking with me, they're not interested in preparing, and they're on the East Coast. This is beyond nuts to me. Beyond nuts. So I figured, you know what? I just need to trim some more fat. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm not going to waste time talking to family members who are not willing to pay attention. Why should I? Why should I? They're too heavy to carry. I'm embarrassed to say this, but that's the truth. And it's not just me. I've talked to other instructors. They can't get their family to pay attention either. Class, you are the ones who have the best chance of survival. The best chance, because you're paying attention. And I hope we all make it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.